Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Back in the 1980s, in the small town where I lived, there wasn't really a lot to do. A group of us kids formed, and we would make our own adventures every weekend. I was around 15 years old at the time, and the 7 other kids that I hung out with were around the same age. One weekend, we all met up at a nature trail to just walk and joke around. As we were walking along the trail, somebody mentioned that there was an abandoned honor farm not too far from where we were. An honor farm is basically like a prison farm where inmates would live and work. We all thought that it was a good idea to go there and check out this scary and mysterious abandoned building. We walked for about a mile when we reached it. We had heard stories of scary stuff that had happened to other people at the honor farm, and therefore I was excited to explore it, as some lore had been built around it in our town. We arrived at the notorious building, and we all ran inside and split up as we explored it. My very best friend and I headed up the concrete stairway to the second floor. When we were inside, we noticed that there was graffiti splattered all over the walls, so we knew that many other people had also been there exploring. We came to this one room that was completely dark, and we stood outside the doorway because we were too afraid to go in.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At this point, 2 other guys from the group showed up, and we dared them to go in. One of the guys looked at us and rolled his eyes, and then just walked into the room as he felt along the wall to guide him. He was in the room for what seemed like a few minutes. Suddenly, he jumped out with a scary boo as we all jumped backwards and then laughed at what he had done. At that moment, he looked down at his hands, and they were covered in what looked like blood from when he dragged his hand on the wall to enter the room. "It's probably red paint," I said, but I saw that he appeared scared, and I suggested that we go back down to the first floor. All 4 of us ran back down the stairs, and we met the others in the hallway right off the staircase. One of the guys in the group was a joker. We all told him about the red gunk on the guy's hands from that room in the second floor, and he started to joke about it as we all laughed. As everybody was standing there and listening to the guy's joke around, I turned towards the main foyer that was just feet away from where we were standing. As I looked, I suddenly saw a man walking through the foyer. He walked at an angle, sort of left to right, with confident strides. He was very tall, and he didn't even turn and look at us. He was wearing a long overcoat that had a hood that was pulled up over his head. He was well-dressed and wearing nice shoes. I don't remember why I noticed his shoes, but I took note of them. He just walked from where I could see him, and then he was out of my view. I interrupted the guy who was talking, and I told him what I had just seen. Everybody then looked in that direction, but nobody could see the man. We all decided that we should leave, and we started heading back to the area where we had been dropped off by our parents. As we walked, we forgot all about the possible blood on the one guy's hands and the man that I had seen. We were just joking around and having fun as we walked back. That night, I spent the night at my friend's house. They had a rabbit pen in their backyard with several adorable rabbits that my friend's mother had taken in and fed after they were abandoned as babies. The next morning, we got up and went into the kitchen where my friend's dad told us not to go out into the backyard. We pressed him as to why we couldn't go back there, and he told us that somebody had come into their yard that night and cut off the heads of all the rabbits. He said the strangest part was that there was no blood at all. It was almost as if somebody drank the blood right after chopping their heads off. Right away, I knew that somebody had followed us from the honor farm, and that same person, or whatever I had seen, had been the one who had killed the rabbits like that. Something was seriously up with that place. It has since been torn down, and nothing remains of that old building. There were so many scary stories coming out of that place that the city decided to level it. After experiencing it myself, I believed that all the stories I had heard about the abandoned Honor Farm were most likely true, and that there had been some sort of pure evil associated with that building. When I was a teenager, my friends and I used to quite frequently go to abandoned buildings of different sorts. This hobby got worn out for me personally, but when I was at my first or second year of university, I noticed a weird, not too big abandoned building very close to the university. My university is located pretty much downtown. The specific area is very crowded and filled with elite properties, stores, and historic buildings. So, it was weird seeing the abandoned building standing weirdly in some sort of yard or courtyard between other buildings. I grabbed my friends, there were four of us, and we decided to check it out. We went there late at night so there would not be any more eyes on us than necessary, and it was also winter. We grabbed our tools and broke a lock to one of the entrances, but it was a dead-end small room. It was creepy with a wheelchair standing there. We then found another door to the building. It was locked more heavily, we could not break the lock itself. So we somehow managed to make a big hole in the door so everybody could just climb in there. It was very loud, obviously, so after we did it, we decided to wait a bit before going inside in case somebody had called the cops on us. After an hour spent at the nearby McDonald's, proud of how we had handled that super locked door that seemed to haven't been open for years, we decided to go in. The building felt empty and damaged, and there was not much stuff in there besides concrete walls and a lot of trash which we thought was old. There was no light in there at all as every window was blocked off and locked also. It's creepy to think back on this decision, but the first thing that we decided to do was to go to the attic, all of us. It was more of the same, a lot of trash, some graffiti, and generally nothing too interesting. Then we decided to come back to the floor we started from and check it out properly. While we were there, one of us decided to go across the hall, and we could see him clearly with a flashlight, checking out some sort of shack that was located by some piles of trash at the end of the hallway. He looked inside and then rushed back to us, very concerned. He said that there was a body inside. We all thought that it was a dead person because the building was locked, and we didn't even process that someone could be living there somehow. We felt like somebody had died, and we wondered how we would report it to the police without getting in trouble for breaking into the building.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The discussion could not be continued, because then we actually saw someone coming at us, a mere silhouette. We lost our minds from this, and we rushed to our door hole, which was not perfect for anyone to climb through in such a rush. While making it out, this person shouted something angry at us with a rather unsettling voice, and was mad at us for breaking the door. We were all so scared because of how unexpected that was. We all assumed that there could not be anybody locked in an abandoned building that was out of use for so many years and partially damaged. We never thought to ourselves that maybe it was not the city that had locked the building up, but maybe somebody had managed to privatize the locks. A scary experience probably for both our friend group and I'm assuming the homeless guy who woke up to us right near him, and what we later found out used to be a private hospital. Back when I was in my early to mid-teens, around 2007 or 2008, a bunch of friends and I would regularly hang out at an old abandoned school. It was a very small school with only 8 classrooms, a teacher's room, a cafeteria, and 2 bathrooms, and there was also one room that we had no idea what it was since it was always locked. The school hadn't been able to keep up with the growing town and the large number of newcomers that followed with it. The school was closed in favor of a newer and bigger school building by the end of the 1980s. Most of the place was boarded up completely, but you could enter through a window in one of the classrooms where the board had been ripped down. Our routine was always the same. Whoever of us got off school first would go down to the building and go through the different rooms to make sure that everything was empty and safe. The building had earlier been known as a local spot for drug addicts, and used needles was such a common sight for us at this point. So this one day, my friend and I were the first to get out of school, and per usual, we took the walk down to the building. Upon entering and stepping out of the classroom and into the hallway, we immediately saw a large man. I remember him as quite huge, but that might possibly be how he appeared to us as kids. My friend let out a huge scream. The man did not appear shocked or scared. He didn't seem to react to us, but he turned to look at us and then spoke. He said one of our friend's names and asked if we had seen them. We told the guy that we hadn't seen anyone and only just got there, to which he sighed and shrugged. Then he pushed past us to leave the same way we had just entered. Now, our friend has an unusual name, so the chances that this guy was just looking for another random guy who just happened to have the same name were low. None of us had never seen this guy before, and I happened to know most of my said friend's family as well. We both described what the guy looked like to our friend, and he didn't seem to know who this guy could have been either. So for the next few months, we were too scared to go back. We didn't return until about 3 or 4 months later. It was the middle of summer vacation, and we thought that it would be fun to climb up on the roof of the building and sunbathe. Upon climbing it, we found the roof to be rather weak and close to caving in, but something made us take the risk and dare to venture out on the roof after all. There was a hole in the roof, and we figured the hole to be directly above the room that we had never been in. The hole in the roof was only about the size of a football, though. One of my friends came up with the idea to lower her arm into the hole and film the room using her phone. Then we could see what the room looked like. She put her arm down, and as she was filming, she suddenly let out a blood-curdling scream. Then she immediately retracted her arm, without her phone though. She was certain that something had knocked it from her hand. As we looked down through the hole, we could see that her phone was laying on the floor. We climbed down from the roof and entered the building, now intent on doing whatever it took to get in the room. We didn't want our friend to have to return home without a phone and explain what happened to her parents. About 30 minutes later, we finally managed to make a hole in the door, put our hands inside, and open the door from the inside without any trouble. As we stepped inside, we all stared in silence at the room. To this day, I have no idea what this room was doing in a school building, and I sincerely hope that it was never used for what it looked like it was intended for. The room was small, and the floor and walls were solid concrete. In the left corner of the room when we entered, there were 2 metal bowls sitting on the floor, and in the back room there were 5 chains dangling from the wall. 4 of the chains had equal-sized handcuffs on them, and then there was 1 larger cuff that looked like it would fit around a neck. Needless to say, we swiftly picked up my friend's phone and immediately left the place. However, the room had us both scared and also slightly intrigued, so after some talk back and forth, we decided to go back and look at it again the following day. When we returned the next day, we found the door to be locked once again, and somebody had covered the hole we made in the door with a large wooden board nailed on the door. Once again, we immediately left, and after that visit, we never returned. I have no idea what we stumbled on that day, but I'm certain my days of hanging out at that place is what sparked my interest in abandoned places. Since taking up urban exploring, it's been a dream of mine to go back to that school and check out if that room was still there. But unfortunately, the place no longer exists, and the area is now home to a thrift store. This was a creepy encounter I had a few years ago.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A couple of years ago, my buddy and I were bored one afternoon, and we decided to explore an abandoned house that I had spotted earlier that week when I was out on a drive. We live in a town that's mostly suburbs, but if you drive 5 minutes north, it's all country roads, farmland, and forest. The abandoned house I spotted was in the middle of a field. There wasn't a paved road or gravel driveway that led up to it, so we parked as close as we could on the side of the road and walked through the tall grass to reach it. The house looked very old, most likely built in the early 1900s. There were plants engulfing the entire home, and part of the roof was missing from what looked like fire damage. It had obviously been abandoned for some time. My friend told me that he was going to hang back when we came close to the house. He couldn't shake the feeling that something was off, and he said that he was getting bad vibes. I decided to keep going though, because I already walked out to it and I wanted to see it. When I reached the house, I looked in through the windows and saw lots of weather damage and signs of neglect. The door, however, was locked. I walked around the perimeter of the house and found a cellar door unlocked. I entered and slowly started walking down an old wooden staircase. I got about halfway down and squinted, waiting for my eyes to adjust to the darkness. The only light source was the sunlight coming in from the open cellar door. It was full of old belongings, furniture, and junk. Then, in the far right corner, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the darkness facing me. I had a terrible feeling. It was a tall person just standing there straight with their arms at their side. I couldn't make out what they were wearing or any facial features. I stood there for a few seconds staring back at them in shock. I thought that they had to be playing mind tricks on me. I squinted harder, trying to make out if what I was seeing was actually a tall figure, when it suddenly moved slightly and made a deep grunting sound. I panicked and ran up the stairs as fast as I could. When my friend saw the look on my face when I exited the basement, he started running towards the car. He said it looked like I had seen a ghost. When we drove away, I kept looking back to see if we were being followed, but nobody was there. I haven't been back since. In 2010, when I was 15, I became interested in urban exploration photography. I absolutely loved seeing the beautiful, eerie photos of abandoned shopping centers and hearing about all the awesome vintage stuff people would find at these places. I was originally thinking of going to a famous local abandoned mental asylum. There are many creepy and weird pictures of this place online, and many stories of paranormal stuff happening there. About a week before my best friend Anna and her boyfriend Garrett and I were going to go, I was talking to an acquaintance, Selena, at a party who warned me off. She told me how she and her cousins went there a while back. Nobody else was there that night except them, and apparently they got horrible vibes as soon as they walked in. While they were exploring upstairs, one of her cousins felt an overwhelming force pulling him towards a room. Just before he opened the door, he fell through the floor and slashed one of his wrists very badly and lost a lot of blood. She said she would never go back there, but if I found a cool house to let her know. Because of that story, Anna, Garrett, and I mostly gave up on the idea of urban exploring. I just didn't think about it for ages until I found an abandoned house one day. I was going for a bike ride and decided to take a different route than my normal one. This one ended up running through this weird little pathway at the bottom of a dead-end street. I kept riding down it until I ended up at this park. I had never been there before and was very disoriented at this point. I was basically lost in my own suburb. Anyway, I rode through this park and tried to find a water fountain. I ended up going through this long path which led me to nothing except this high stone wall covered in dead vines. The stonework on the wall was a unique design, and it just seemed odd and out of place, so I felt the urge to see over it. I stood on my bike, and even then, I was only just able to look over this wall. What I saw was a very, very weird mansion. The garden was overgrown, a sea of green weeds broken only by Greek marble statues poking out. The bottom floor windows were all broken, but I could see that there was black and white checkered flooring and more statues inside. The windows at the top floor were boarded up, except for one that had curtains. There was also a fountain in the garden that was all cracked too. It was the oddest and most out-of-place house I'd ever seen, and my instant urge was to photograph it, but I didn't have my camera or my phone. So I rode back through the park and picked a house number to remember, and managed to make my way back home, even though I got really, really lost. I instant messaged Anna and Garrett, as well as Selena, the girl I met at the party. I told them I found this incredible abandoned house and we needed to check it out. My best friend immediately got super excited, because the plan was we were going to start a blog and she would write about places we explored and I would take the photos, and her boyfriend was excited because he was super into horror movies and wanted to film stuff. Selena was a bit reluctant. She said that the statues sounded kind of creepy, but eventually she decided she would come. We planned to go on a Saturday night because Garrett wanted to film at night, and we were all scared of being seen by people in the park, so it seemed logical. We met at Anna's house, and Garrett brought his dad's trailer to bring a ladder so we could get over the wall. I was nervous because it hit me that we were breaking in and trespassing, and if we got caught, my parents would flip out and never let me go out again. So we left Anna's house at midnight and made it smoothly to the house number I'd remembered. This is where we encountered our first problem, because I led us down the wrong street, and it took us a half an hour to find the park, and Garrett was carrying this heavy ladder and getting really angry. We finally found the park, and I just remember feeling a bit uneasy. It was very, very dark. No lights in the park or street lights were on, and it was very still and quiet. We found the path and walked down, and sure enough, we reached the wall. We were ages away from the car by now. I had assumed it was quick, but I'd been biking the last time and not carrying a ladder and a camera. We climbed the wall and then sat at the top, pulled the ladder up, and climbed down it into the garden. As soon as we set foot in this garden, I was just filled with dread. I think we all were. The statues were very creepy and human-like. Up close, their faces were just wrong-looking, like features were weird sizes, and they looked really unsettling, like their arms were twisted weirdly. We were completely silent. Garrett was filming, and I was taking pictures. We reached the back door, and it was unlocked. Anna mentioned to us that it was strange that the door was unlocked, and we all agreed, but we went in anyways. Once we stepped inside, we were in this huge empty room filled with objects, clearly statues, covered in sheets. Garrett pulled a sheet off one, and we all screamed. It was a Greek statue with a horrible human-like face painted on, grimacing. Selena wanted to leave at this point, and I didn't mind that idea, but Garrett convinced us to check it out a little more. He said that probably other kids had been through there as well, exploring the unlocked area and painted on the statue. We weren't going to split up and walk back through the garden alone, so we continued. We kept walking through the house, and I was shaking too much to take pictures. We passed empty room after empty room, all filled with sheet-covered statues. We reached the bottom of a marble staircase. Once we got to the top of the staircase, it was clear that something was very, very wrong with the house. There were no doors except for one at the end of a hallway, but every room was filled with odd, wrong-looking furniture. Chairs were painted red in a pile in one room, and tables that were too high and painted odd colors as well. Something was really off. We opened a cupboard in one room and screamed at a horrific life-size mural of some sort of bizarre person with inhumanly long teeth and hands. At this point, even Garrett was freaking out. He was like, "Let's just check out the last room and then get out." So we all walked slowly towards the door. Inside was a nursery which had a black crib with old wooden toys. I can't recall what the toys were, maybe puppets. There were strange paintings of horrifying clowns like the other mural we had seen earlier. We didn't even step inside the room. Garrett said that we should leave right now and that the place wasn't safe. As soon as we all got downstairs again, we froze because one of the statues had moved up against the wall.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We dropped our stuff and ran to the door. Garrett had to kick the door open because somehow it was locked now, and we ran through the horrible garden to the wall. I remember that when I was nearly at the wall, Selena just screamed, and we all turned to see a light was now on in the nursery room. We scaled the wall and jumped down, not even bothering to grab the ladder. I sprained my ankle on the jump, but I didn't look back as we all ran through the park. We got into the car, and everyone was crying and covered in cuts and scratches, and my ankle was swelling already. Selena already didn't know us that well, and after that night, she deleted us all off Facebook, and I never saw her again. I had horrible nightmares for a month afterwards, and my ankle has never been the same. Honestly, I feel like we were in the presence of someone or something very evil.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.